The good news for USA Boxing is that on Thursday, 17-year-old middleweight Clarissa Shields became the first American female boxer to win Olympic gold. Flyweight Marlene Esparza captured a bronze medal. The bad news? The U.S. men failed to medal for the first time in Olympic boxing history. In a recent Sports Illustrated column, Chris Mannix characterized this failure as, quote, a century of dominance reduced to a medalless pile of rubble. He joins me from London. Chris, what led to this epic failure?
Well, a lot of things, really. It didn't start this year. It started back in after 2004 when the program started liberally spending money that it really didn't have. It misspent the resources it got from the United States Olympic Committee. It misspent the resources it got from membership fees and from sponsorship, and it found itself in a pretty big financial hole to the point where it couldn't start identifying and developing talent the way it should have. And this really, 8 years later, is the end result. This team is at its low point in the history of its program, and it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort to clean it up.
Well, give us some perspective about how far the men's boxing program has fallen. How dominant was the U.S. before 2004?
Well, this was the best program in the world leading up to that point. It had 108 medals. It was annually dominant. 1980s boasted some athletes like Meldrick Taylor, Sugar Ray Leonard. 1992, Oscar De La Hoya. 1996, Floyd Mayweather. The elite of the world were competing on the USA boxing team. Now, all these potential pros that are on this USA team are marginal at best. So this program has really not just slipped, it's completely fallen off a cliff. And they are going to have to make sweeping changes within the program to get it back towards respectability.
Speaking of those changes, you recommend 4 steps that would immediately improve the boxing program. Very briefly, what are they and why do you think they'll work?
Well, I think the first problem they have, and a big problem that needs to be resolved, is the issue with personal coaches. The coaches that coach these young kids from, age 5 or 6 all the way up to their teenage years are being sort of shoved out once the USA Boxing program starts. They essentially ask to deliver their kids to the USA Boxing training camp at Colorado Springs, and after that, they have very little to do with it. Another thing is using your resources, bringing in international coaches, taking these kids on international tournaments, getting them used to fighting different styles. So another thing I think is important is bringing in the past. I mean, I mentioned the names of all the greats that used to compete for the USA boxing team. Not a single one of them was in London this year supporting this team. I think having them, if for nothing further than inspirational support, would be great for a lot of these kids.
Well, those recommendations all seem logical. Why isn't USA Boxing following them right now?
Well, I think they're starting to. Now, Anthony Bartkowski is the new executive director. He took over in 2010, and one positive he's done is that he has cleaned up some of the financial mess. And when I say that, they were operating under more than $1 million in debt as recently as 3 years ago. Now they're getting closer and closer to being, a program that either breaks even or is dealing with a surplus. And so I think that's a positive for this program as far as developing some fiscal responsibility. His next step is going to be doing the things that I talked about. And I'm willing to give him, and I think other people should be willing to give him, a little bit of leeway to do that over the next couple of years, because he has shown that he's been able to do some positive things in the short time that he's been on the job.
So it sounds like you're a little more optimistic for our results in 2016.
I think there's reason to be optimistic. I think the people in charge are a little bit smarter than the people that have been in charge in the past. I think that's a big key. I think Bartkowski, his first duty at this point is to hire a full-time coach. Now, Bashir Abdullah, and this was a big problem with this program this year as well, he was only hired at the end of June. That only gave him a month to put together a training camp and basically introduce himself to a lot of these fighters. I think Bartkowski, what he needs to do is hire a coach right away and establish that person as the coach of this team for 2016. So we can start right away recruiting new kids, identifying the talent, working with them right away. I think the more familiarity a U.S. Olympic coach gets with his kids, the better that program is going to be.
Chris Mannix is in London covering the Olympics for Sports Illustrated. Chris, thanks for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
So Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at traderjoes.com. This is NPR.